on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
First up in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, in the wake of a cluster of suicides by former students, the school district announced a workshop next week on student mental health at Thurston Middle School's Black Box Theater. Parents and guardians are invited to the 6 p.m. talk Wednesday, October 28th, with Annette Craig, the founder of an organization dedicated to suicide prevention. Craig will also lead a mandatory training session with the Laguna Beach High School staff and students in an effort to help them recognize risk factors and meet the needs of students and their peers who are at risk. Three recent Laguna Beach High School graduates have taken their own lives in the past 10 months. The most recent was Hunter Schwertz in September. Special Education Director Irene White says we know that 90% of students who died by suicide had an underlying mental illness. The National Alliance on Mental Illness says one in five children ages 13 to 18 have or will have a serious mental illness. But White says there is often as much as an eight-year delay between the onset of symptoms and intervention. She says intervention and treatment are critical and must occur earlier, and that involves collaboration from our whole community. Also locally, a witness told police Monday afternoon that two motorcycle riders heading toward town on Laguna Canyon Road took turns blocking traffic while the other rider would pop wheelies and accelerate. As they were approaching the underpass of the 73 toll road, once again, one of the riders had his hazard lights on and was blocking traffic so the other rider could pop a wheelie. He then decided to accelerate and pass his friend, and when the other man came down on both tires, he drifted to the left and collided with the motorcycle ridden by his friend trying to pass him. Both men immediately fell off their bikes. Marcus Crosby and Jose Manuel Rodriguez, both of Pasadena, were transported to Mission Trauma Center. Their injuries are not life-threatening, and charges are pending. Looking outside the Laguna bubble, Hurricane Patricia became the strongest storm ever measured on the planet early this morning, with experts warning it could trigger 40-foot waves along Mexico's coast and life-threatening flash flooding. More than 7 million residents were told to prepare for the worst-case scenario, as Patricia was expected to race ashore on Mexico's Pacific coast late Friday afternoon or early evening. The tourist magnets of Puerto Vallarta and Manzanillo were directly in the Category 5 storm's projected path. Packing 200-mile-per-hour winds, the U.S. National Hurricane Center described Patricia as the strongest hurricane on record in the Atlantic and eastern North Pacific basins. Finally, internet radio company Pandora, you may know them, we don't like them, has agreed to pay the major U.S. record labels $90 million over streaming of pre-1972 songs, which aren't covered under federal copyright, but are covered by state-level copyrights in areas including New York and California. It's the second big payment that will go to the Recording Industry Association of America, which has already won a $210 million settlement with SiriusXM Satellite Radio over the same issue. The settlement covers Pandora's past plays of pre-1972 music, and it also covers the music service through the end of 2016. At that time, another licensing deal will have to be met if Pandora wants to keep playing old music. This is great news, because as you may not know, internet radio streaming services like Pandora or Spotify give very, very small amounts of royalties to artists. Far less than FM radio, far less than even a low-power FM station like us has to pay. Therefore, stations our size sometimes end up paying more royalties than an online streaming service that gets millions and millions of listeners. A station in Brooklyn, New York had to close last year simply for this reason. They couldn't afford royalties anymore. So, yes, there should be crackdowns and the law should be adjusted to make way for internet streaming, because that's what's popular these days, and it makes the little guy like us much more able to succeed. That story made me happy. That's your news today on KX93.5.